Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, you guys? Welcome into today's show. If you haven't done so yet, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you get some value from today's show, which I know you're going to, because I'm going to be bringing some heat for you guys today on the five-step goal-setting process that made me a millionaire. If you get any value from the content of today's show or any of our shows, all I ask is that you leave a review on whatever platform it is that you enjoy listening on. This is how we continue to reach more people, to have that ripple effect, to find individuals who are seeking this kind of content. And it's because of you. It's through your help, sharing this episode with a friend, a family member, or taking the time to leave, you know, a short review. That would mean the world to me. And one of the ways that I love to give that love right back is to give people that are taking time out of their schedule a little shout out. So today's review spotlight goes to my man, Kieran the Coolio. Brother, thank you so much for the awesome review and just hearing how the show has impacted you. And if you guys want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is leave a review and tag me on your social media story. So with that being said, we are going to be talking about the five-step goal setting process. I call it the SMART goal planning method. And this is a process that I've created. Know that there are many different goal setting processes and methods out there, okay? So take it for what it is. And the most important thing, a lot of people say, what is the best X, right? What's the best database or CRM? What's the best goal setting process? What's the best this or that? And I always tell people it's the one that you're going to consistently use, because there is no one size fits all, and there is no one magic bullet that solves the problems for every single person in the world. So just know that this is my five-step process that literally made me become a millionaire. Because when I was looking back going, man, over this last decade, you know, we're wrapping up a decade here, which is insane to think about. I was reminded to never underestimate, one, how much ground you can cover in 90 days, right? I.e. this fourth quarter, and how you set yourself up for a big 2020 with massive momentum that can transform and change your life. But never underestimate how much ground you can cover in a year or in a decade. Shit, if you were to look back at my decade, man, in 2010, some of the things that I was doing, the people that I was hanging out with, the things that I was thinking about, the things that I was indulging in, were nowhere close to the life and that I'm living today, the way that I'm thinking today, the people I'm surrounding myself with today, right? But the number one thing that changed the game for me is when I started getting obsessed with goal setting, when I started getting in relationship to my goals, in proximity to my goals, and giving my goals the necessary love and attention that they deserved. And this is what the SMART goal planning method will allow you to do. We're going to dig into that right after the short message. This episode is brought to you by the Rich Life Academy, the online curriculum, community, and mastermind for hard-charging entrepreneurs and aspiring millionaires. To learn more about our community, our curriculum, the monthly guest speakers, and our world-class accountability groups, head over to therichlifeacademy.com. That's www.therichlifeacademy.com to learn more about beginning your march to a million and beyond. All right, so let me start with this. I don't know about you guys, but I often find that when I start to get familiar and comfortable with something, I start to take it for granted. And this is the universal law that I see killing so many people's goals, killing so many people's potential, killing people's ability to level up. It is the law of familiarity. The law of familiarity says that we lose a bit of our edge when we are around something for a long time. Right? So we are around something for a long time, and what do? We take it for granted, and we start losing that edge that got us to where we wanted to be. A perfect example is in our relationships, right? How you used to game up your lady, or how you used to romance her, or how you used to talk to your husband, or how you used to do those extra little things that allowed you to get in proximity to a level of that relationship you'd never been to before. Right? That was the edge that it required and the discipline that it required, the habits that you created to make that. And then once you're around that relationship and the honeymoon stage is over, what happens? We start taking people for granted. We stop gaming up our wife. We stop doing the things that made those results possible. Same thing with your health. Same thing with your business or your finances, right? We slip and we get complacent. Complacency is the number one killer of success in my mind. It's when people get comfortable. Complacency is a compliment to average. It is what will allow you to fall in a mindset, into a habit, into a discipline that ultimately forces you to lose ground because you lost that edge. And why I want to share with you this five-step goal setting process is because it keeps the iron sharp. It keeps you in a habit that forces you to remain disciplined with how you attack your goals. Because I know a lot of people that go, I know goal setting. I know what I'm supposed to do. And they lose the habit and the discipline that goes into the planning of how they're going to achieve their goals, how they're going to track their goals. And I see a lot of people right now slacking on their goal setting and their planning and their tracking. And that might just be you. So I wanted to drop this episode today being that I just finished doing this process with all of my coaching clients. Like I said, it's what we use in the planner, in the Rich Life Academy, and doing this for myself. And being that 2020 is right around the corner, I want you to start thinking about this already. I want you to start planning this already. I want you to start exercising this muscle already. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a real quick breakdown of the SMART goal planning method, and know that if you don't have the ability to write this down right now or take notes, you can go over to therichlifeplanner.com/opt-in and get the full PDF breakdown that goes over this in way more detail than I'm going to be able to go over it in today's short episode. So five steps to the SMART goal planning method. Number one, get crystal clear. In order to achieve the results that you desire and get exactly where you want to go in life, to become the person you want to become in life, you have to be crystal clear in where you're going and how you're going to get there. Without this clarity, you are going to run into many dead ends, right? And you're ultimately going to cost yourself a lot more time, a lot more frustration, a lot more money along the way. So taking the time to define exactly where you want to go and why you want to go there is very, very important when it comes to setting your goals. We've all heard that clarity is power. And a lot of people might be saying, well, I don't know exactly where I want to go. It changes all the time. That's okay. But it is very important to have a North Star that keeps you moving in the general direction that you want to be moving in. So that way you can set the right goals that are going to be stepping stones, right? There's going to be no linear path. The stepping stones are probably going to be zigzag, but it's going to at least be keeping you moving in the right direction and not slipping backwards or losing ground. Step number two, once you have an idea of what it is that you want to do for that year or for that quarter, right? And you're clear in what that is. Then we are going to actually set those goals and break them down. So the most effective way to achieve your goals is going to be breaking them up into smaller ones, or what we call goal chunking. Because once you know exactly what it is that you intend to accomplish, breaking down your goals into key milestones will ensure that you are clear on what steps you need to take and by when and in what order to successfully achieve them. Because once you can take one goal, i.e. I want to, you know, make $100,000 this year, right? Okay, well, what do you need to do this next quarter? I need to make $25,000 this next quarter. Okay, great. How are you going to do that? Then we can start breaking that goal down and what milestones you should be crossing and by when to stay on track with that goal. Step number three is once you've got it broken down, now it's planning it out. We've all heard a goal without a plan is just a wish. So this gives you the ability, once you've broken it down, to get proactive and attack your goals by having a detailed written plan of execution. So that way you can start putting this into your calendar. You can start enrolling accountability partners. This is somewhat of your roadmap, getting from point A to point B, that gives you a clear path to success. And this will allow you to stay focused on the activities and time block your schedule accordingly, and to say yes to the right opportunities and appointments and meetings, and to say no to the wrong ones because you have an idea of where you're going, how you're going to get there, and who is involved in that process. And that becomes your execution plan. Step number four is, once you got the plan, what do you got to do? Once you're clear in where you're going and how you're going to get there and who's going to be on that bus with you, all you have to do is show up on a daily basis and execute and take that massive action on all of the things that you have put so much time, energy, and effort into getting clarity and creating a plan on. Right? There is no more guessing game. A lot of people waste so much damn time because they don't even know what they're supposed to do on a daily basis. As crazy as that sounds, I know, because I can relate to it. I knew that I needed to show up, but once I got in the room, there was a lot of cloudiness, right? Or there was a lot of, I just didn't know what I should have been doing in those moments. I'm a beast. I'm a workhorse if I know what to do. And I know that is how it is for a lot of people. So the more clear we can become and the more we know exactly what we're to do, now it just becomes a game of effort and execution and having discipline in the things that you just took all the time to map out, right? And then the fifth step of this process is track and optimize. Knowing that, we got to be flexible. We got to be agile. Why I like setting 90-day sprint goals that are tied into my annual goals. Instead of just going off the annual goals, I like breaking it down into 90-day sprints, or what I call my 90-day year, because so much changes throughout the course of the year. And there's a lot of feedback that happens over the course of a year. There's a lot of feedback that happens over the course of a quarter and 90 days, right? So we want to be as aware and intentional and equipped to keep optimizing and tweaking and doubling down on the things that are working for us, and optimizing and changing and scrapping the things that aren't working for us. And that is step number five, which is track and optimize. You can't manage what you don't measure. And in order to know whether you're winning or losing, you got to keep score. And as you pursue your goals and execute on your plan, you must track your progress obsessively. This is going to give you the ability to have both hands on your steering wheel of success and know that when you're getting off track, or you need to change lanes, or you need to course correct, or you need to speed up, or you need to slow down, you are now making data-driven decisions instead of emotional decisions, which is what most people do based on how they feel that day or don't feel, right? Or how motivated or unmotivated determines what action they take next. I like to take the emotion out of it. And don't get me wrong, I'm an emotional person. I'm a passionate person. I think you can tell that. But I also make errors and mistakes when I am emotionally driven. And so using data to drive my next decision, I can use that to my advantage, right? I can use that to say, look, man, this is working really good for me. I'm having great results when I do this. I'm going to double down on that next month or next quarter. Or I could say, man, I did this consistently for 90 days and got absolutely no result. Hey, maybe I'll do it again for another 90 days. Or maybe you say, you know what? I don't think this aligns with getting the results that I need. I need to tweak. I need to optimize. I need to try something new, make necessary adjustments, right? So this is a very simple process that can allow you to go and attack your goals. I like to set 5 goals per quarter that, if accomplished, would move me closer to achieving my annual goals. So for example, for the sake of it being the fourth quarter right now, my top 5 goals are 5 goals that are aligned with me finishing the year strong and achieving the goals that I want to achieve that I set at the beginning of the year. These are also goals that are going to set me up with some massive momentum into 2020 that are aligned with my 3-year vision. So using this very simple process will give you the ability to just get clarity, to get very specific on what you want to give your time, your energy, your attention, and know exactly what you need to do when you show up to go out and execute and get the results or the data that's going to help you succeed and achieve at a really high level. Again, don't let the law of familiarity go. And I already know how to set goals. I don't need to go through and break these things down and to identify who the people are or aren't that are going to be a part of that, or to maybe forecast potential hurdles or challenges that could prevent me from hitting my goals. I'm just going to go and, you know, put out a really great effort and I'm going to respond on the fly. No, get proactive. Don't be reactive. You're going to be a much more optimized version of yourself, knowing what you need to do before you actually need to do it. And with Q4 closing out the year and with 2020 right around the corner, I wanted to give you guys this process and this free guide. Again, you can go and get this entire breakdown. I covered it very shortly in this episode. If you go to therichlifeplanner.com/opt-in, you'll get a full 9-page PDF that breaks down this entire process for you. Here's the thing that I want to leave you with. At the end of the day, goals are only there to make us behave more appropriately today so we can get the result that we want tomorrow. Okay? Success and failure are slow processes. And if you want to continue month by month, quarter by quarter, year by year to level up in your success and unlock new areas of income, of wealth, of freedom, of happiness, of fulfillment, of health, in your relationships, setting goals in these areas, getting in proximity to them, getting in relationship to them is going to give you much more of a chance to succeed and do that than if you don't. Don't let the law of familiarity trick you into getting complacent and going through the motions and not staying disciplined in this area of your life. Set those goals. Ask yourself, what do I need to do today to get closer to my goal tomorrow? Set monthly, quarterly, annual goals, and you're going to consistently give yourself a chance to succeed much more than the person that isn't. Hopefully this was valuable for you. If you enjoyed it, spread the love. Help us make an impact in someone's life by sharing it with them. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review if you haven't done so yet. Connect with me on social media. I love connecting with you guys and hearing all of the amazing stories and things that have been said and helped you in your own journey. I'm just in the co-pilot seat. I am honored to be on the journey with you. I'm on this journey myself, just like you guys are. Right? I want to get to 10 million. I want to get to 100 million. But at the end of the day, none of that money matters to me. It's all about what I can use that money to do, the platform to do, and to be able to enjoy doing life with people that I enjoy doing life with and share these core values, these core goals, and want to make a difference in their lives, the people that they love's lives, and the people around them's lives. Right? So with that being said, if you want to know more about the tools, the coaching, the accountability groups, and education we provide to hard-charging entrepreneurs like yourself, your wealth-building advocates, you can learn more at therichlifeacademy.com. With that being said, until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.